I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Egg Today. Trade negotiations with China are at an impasse. As you've heard, China has told its state-controlled importers not to buy any agricultural products from the United States. Will there be more federal assistance to U.S. farmers struggling with the trade and the tariff standoffs? U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue was asked about another market facilitation program during an annual farm fest in Minnesota, and he was later asked if talks with China will resume at some point.
There's no other intended plans there. The $16 billion market facilitation program is the plan for 2019. Again, that's the current situation. We're expecting China to come back to the U.S. We sent a team over there last week. The Chinese were fairly intractable in their decisions last week, but they did talk about coming here in September. We want to continue talks.
Beijing signaled it could curb sales of chemicals known as rare earths that are used in everything from iPhones to military equipment. Reuters is reporting White House officials still expect Chinese negotiators to come to Washington in September for some talks, and that the latest tariffs could be averted if the world's two largest economies make progress on a trade agreement. Goldman Sachs says it no longer expects the United States and China to reach an agreement before the November 2020 presidential election. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.